It's Magic 105.4. It's my absolute pleasure to have been flown over to Monte Carlo. How fantastic does that sound? Cecily Stewart is with me, and she is the choreographer for the new Little Mermaid film. Cecily, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And I don't quite understand how an animation would need a choreographer. Explain how that sort of came about.
Yeah, it's sort of hearkening back to Walt Disney tradition, actually, where live actors, dancers in this case, we brought them in to sort of sketch out the movement live. And then we film it only as a dance reference for the animators to look at to create the movement for the characters.
So is this one of the things where they put those laser things on you and they sort of then computer... computer animated.
Actually, it's different than that. It's a little bit more old school than that. But it is sort of like using live models. We call it making a human sketch pad. So we, instead of, we don't draw. So in order to come up with the material, we use our bodies and dancers, and we invent the scene live, and then we film it for the story artist to watch.
Now, I've seen them doing this for things like The Lion King, where, you know, they'll get the animal in, they've had a real-life lion in the studio, and the artists were doing that, but I'd never heard it with dancers before.
Well, this movie, the central theme is music, and we really see how music became important to Ariel. She needs to embody music, and so does this fantastic underground club where music is still alive in the kingdom. So we wanted it to come to be exciting, to be dynamic, and so we really had to come up with dance moves that would be fantastic, that would express the music, and really make us all get up and want to dance.
So how'd you go about choreographing a crab? Because Sebastian's a crab, of course.
Oh, yeah, but he's a really cool crab. You know, he's the leader of this band that sings this calypso music in the club. So he needed to have a fantastic entrance. So we started him up on this rocky crag, and we slid him down right in front of his band. And, you know, really working with, we referred to the story artist to help us extrapolate a move from two legs to one with four.
Our audience will know this very well. It's very Michael Bublé, his entrance.
Yeah, he, you know, it's a little rock starish, and that's what we like about it.
Now, when you're actually doing the dance moves and everything, I suppose you've got to act it out yourself. So how was that sort of becoming Ariel, if you like? It's one of the most popular Disney princesses.
Yes, I mean, she's actually one of my favorite princesses because she has such a wonderful range of emotion. She's sweet, and yet she's confident. And, a little headstrong. So the movement had to really reflect her character. She had to have that sweetness and then move in a big way, sweeping, if you will, sort of through the water. And the other thing that I think is interesting about it is that you're really choreographing for the song. In her song, it's called I Remember, and it's really about her remembering the power of music in her heart.
Do you have to sort of slow it down a little bit? Because obviously it's set underwater, do you have to sort of take into account the movement that you'd have if you were in water?
You know, we really choreographed it as if it was a live musical number, and then we really wanted and allowed and needed the story artists and the animators to help us with that part of it.
Talking of sort of live numbers, Little Mermaid now out on Broadway. Did you have anything to do with that at all?
No, I wish. It's a fantastic production, obviously. It's tremendous. This is the third Little Mermaid movie, and I think it's wonderful because it has so much music in it. It's almost like a musical production itself.
And it's basically, it's the story of how Ariel sort of came about. It's the prequel to the original film, isn't it?
Yes, you know, we really, again, we see her before, we starts out a little bit where she is, she's a little tiny Ariel. We see her for a minute as a little five-year-old Ariel. Most of the movie, she's a teenager, about a year before the first original Ariel. But we really discover why music is so important to her, and we really get to see the passionate side of Ariel.
Now, something else I noticed just reading up on you, actually. You started out with Kenny Ortega. who, of course, our audience will know from the Dirty Dancing films, but who's since gone on to do High School Musical, of course. So it's all come back to Disney again. You've all sort of almost been reunited.
Yes, you know, I'm the biggest fan of Kenny Ortega. In fact, I worked as a dancer for Kenny years and years ago. He gave me my first acting job on the Dirty Dancing TV series. So I'm the biggest fan and hope that a little bit of his incredible talent has rubbed off.
Well, if this film is anything to go by, then it certainly has, because some of these dance scenes in there, you know, where you've got the whole of the band dancing and, you know, the fish swinging their tails, it certainly looks very impressive.
Thank you so much.
And, well, thank you very much for inviting me to Monte Carlo. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the pool.